It's been said that when it comes to book sales, the number one seller are cookbooks, and the number two seller are diet books. So it's a case of how not to eat what you've just learned to cook. Well, following the excesses of Christmas and New Year, January is a time when television and magazines, and it seems everywhere, are full of adverts for health products. And we are all made to feel pretty bad about our bodies and about the lack of exercise. Well, this United service gives us an opportunity to feel good about the body. And that is, of course, the body of Christ, of which we are all a part, his church on earth. And I'd like us to be encouraged this afternoon as I share with you some of the realities, some of the truths about the body of Christ. I want to make just four points, short points, which all begin with the letter D. So this is like vitamin D tonight, okay? We all need vitamin D. I'm trying to get something off this light. Now, firstly, we want to remember that we are a distinct body. We're going to put the points up here. We are a distinct body. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "We were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. We were all given the one Spirit to drink." The church, as the body of Christ, is unique and distinctive. We are not like any other organization. We are not just a collective. We are not a private club, although perhaps sometimes we behave that way. We're not even, as we have so many different acts of worship in every place on a Sunday, we are not like the cinema multiplex that meets consumer needs as required. We, as the body of Christ, are something far greater than all these. We are distinctive. We are one. Because the cross of Jesus Christ has rendered void all our differences, all our divisions. We have been reconciled to God and to one another. Charles Wesley affirmed this in one of his hymns when he wrote, "Names and sects and parties fall. Thou, O Christ, art all in all." So all our ideas of independence must fall away. We are called to one body in Christ our head. In Ephesians 4 verse 4, Paul affirms, "There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called." So in the body of Christ, you cannot act independently. You cannot be an independent Christian. An unaffiliated Christian. We belong to the body of Christ. We are distinct. And secondly, we are a diverse body. Diverse is not the same as divided. Being diverse is about variety in the body of Christ. Paul likened the church to the human body. He wrote, The body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would its sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. I'm sure Paul had a smile on his face when he wrote those words. It's silly. It's ridiculous. But we know sometimes in our weakness and our sin, the church has been silly and ridiculous. The history of the church is one of one part saying to the other, I'm different from you, and so I don't need you. How we need this week of prayer for Christian unity. We still have a long way to go, don't we, through that journey, which has been described as one from conflict at one end, then getting better onto coexistence, and then onto cooperation, and then commitment, and finally communion. Where are we on that journey? Through conflict, coexistence, cooperation, commitment to communion. Paul reminds us here that simply saying that we don't belong to one another makes no difference to the truth. We do belong. We are the body of Christ. Each member is part of it. We are family. We are sisters and brothers. So there is no room for pride or arrogance in our believing. Instead, we are to have sincere and generous love for one another if we are to look after the body of Christ and treat it with respect. We seek unity in our diversity. The next shot of vitamin D is to say that we are a designated body. Designated by God. Amazingly, God has chosen us. In Ephesians 2, Paul writes, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We have each been appointed our part to play, and to play it well. Yes, we feel inadequate, unworthy. But God has given each one of us one gift, and perhaps more than one, to exercise in the body of Christ. Exercise is a very topical word this month, as I say. It's topical but unpopular. I think of the man who boasted that he had taken up weightlifting, but he simply meant getting up out of his chair. And perhaps we get to an age when all we exercise is caution. But while we have a pulse, we have a purpose. Yes, the body of Christ may be over 2,000 years old, but it is living and active. It is alive and well. The body of Christ is never still. In youth and in age, the body of Christ flexes its arms and its legs, its hands and its feet in loving service to the world. And Paul gives us that list of active ministries in 1 Corinthians 12 when he writes, God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? And it's rhetorical, no. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Do all work miracles? No. Do all speak in tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. But eagerly desire the greater gifts. And those greater gifts are faith, hope, and love. Sometimes we serve up front and visible, sometimes behind the scenes. But it is all worthy of God. It is all for Him. And however you serve, God has a plan and a purpose for you. He wants you to continue in His service in this year ahead. So listen for His call. Step out in faith, knowing, as it's been wisely said, God doesn't call the equipped, He equips those whom He calls. Partners with Christ, we have been designated to bring good news to the poor. We have been designated to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Designated to let the oppressed go free. Designated to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Designated to fulfill those words of our theme, that all may be free. The body of Christ is a designated body. And lastly, to say we are a dependent body. In terms of medical understanding, St. Paul was way ahead of his day. Today we are used to a holistic approach when it comes to health that considers the whole person. Yet, way back in the first century, Paul had the wisdom to write, if one part of the body suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Each part of our body is connected with the other. So it is with the body of Christ. So it's only right then that when the church, with a capital C, is rocked by shame or scandal or division, that we feel the pain and the shame. We can never say it doesn't affect us. And when Christians are being persecuted and places of worship destroyed, we suffer with them. We cannot be indifferent. And when we feel despair about the low numbers, perhaps, in our congregations, we rejoice that in African nations and across Asia, the church is thriving and growing at an astonishing rate. We can rejoice and we can be encouraged because we are dependent on one another and wholly dependent on Christ, our head. For what is a body without a head? I think of those amusing seaside frames that have a picture of a muscle man or a bathing beauty, but with the face cut out, so that you go behind and you put your face through and somebody takes a picture and you look ridiculous. It's hilarious because, of course, the head doesn't match the body. And that made me think, Christ is our head. As his body, how do we match up? Are we so mismatched that the world laughs at us and cannot take us seriously? Christ is our head, and in all things, we are to have the mind of Christ. We are being changed into his likeness. And one day, we shall be the body of Christ made perfect. Oh, happy day that will be, when we shall take our place with Christ. So in closing, God's word this afternoon has nourished us with some of that scriptural vitamin D. We are a distinct body. Let us rejoice in that truth. We are distinct. We have a specific contribution and difference to make. We are a diverse body. We rejoice in our diversity. We are a designated body, chosen by God. And we are a dependent body, dependent on Christ our head. So thank God this afternoon for your place in the body of Christ. And this week, for a change, feel good about the body. Amen.